What if your walk with God was so real it made people jealous for Jesus? Today we'll open up Romans chapter 11 and ask a piercing question. Does your life as a Gentile believer stir anyone, Jew or Gentile, to want the same relationship with Almighty God? Discover why Israel still matters in God's plan and how your daily life can become a magnet that pulls others towards Christ. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, that's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. If you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app inside of your huddle. It really does help us accomplish our goal to change the heart so that we change the public square. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It does help us out to get the word of God out going across all of Washington State. Today is a very interesting day because the question we're going to ask is this. Does your life as a Gentile believer provoke anyone, including Jewish people, to godly jealousy? So does your life as a Gentile believer provoke anyone, including Jewish people, to godly jealousy? So let's read Romans chapter 11, and we're going to start in verse 11. It says, I say then, they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? Okay, so who's the they's in this? I say then, did the Jews stumble so as to fall? Did the Jews stumble so as to fall? Look at that question. I love this. And his answer is, may it never be. But by their transgressions, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them, the Jews, jealous. Now, if their transgression is riches for the world and their failure is riches for the Gentiles, how much more will their fulfillment be? But I'm speaking to you who are Gentiles, and as much then as I am an apostle of Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If somehow I might move to jealousy my fellow countrymen and save some of them. So we're just going to cover these first two verses and break it down. So the first thing is I want to ask you, are you living in such a way that you make people jealous because they see your relationship with God? Like, man, I wish I had a relationship with like Almighty God in that way. So the first question, it says, I say that they did not stumble so as to fall, did they? And he answers, may it never be. So for those of you out there who are wondering if Israel, the nation, is still a nation, and if it's not a nation and that they have fallen apart because of their disobedience, Paul clearly answers that question right here, right now in the scriptures for us today. He says, may it never be, or God forbid. He's like, no, absolutely never, ever. And so that is a public square application because we're hearing so much about Israel today, and we need to be people who think about what God has said in his scriptures about his chosen nation. Now, that doesn't downplay his bride. He has a chosen nation, and he has a bride. So don't be threatened by that. Now, the next part of it, it says this, by their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make them jealous. So we see that they haven't stumbled to fall. And secondly, because of their transgressions, because of their what? Their transgressions. Some people say, look at Israel, how unbelieving they are, how corrupt they are, how all these things they are. Yeah, the Bible says they're going to be that way. Just like we are all sinners in need of a savior. He says, their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles. So if you're a Gentile, like I'm a Gentile, we need to understand that this is a moment of God's grace and mercy upon our lives and that salvation has come because of their transgressions. And we are to make the Jewish people jealous. And so we want to live in a way that we honor and glorify God. Now, it says, if their transgressions is riches for the world. Okay, so you see that word transgressions comes back in. It becomes riches for the world. And their failures is riches for the Gentiles. Now, what does that mean? Well, we see that since Israel has fallen apart and in God's eternal plan and foreknowledge, he knew this was going to happen, he preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, all the nations will be blessed in you. And we know that that gospel message is for Jew and Gentile, and it becomes riches to us, and riches to the Gentiles. So we may be in the public square today thinking, okay, so I'm supposed to live in a way that honors and glorifies God, that when other people see it, Jew and Gentile, Greek, barbarian, whoever it might be, that they go, man, I've got to have that relationship with God like he has or she has. And the answer is yes. That's how you need to live today in such a awesome relationship. So it says that this jealousy, but the last part of this, it says, how much more will their fulfillment be? So for those of you who want replacement theology to say that God's gotten rid of Israel, or you say that the nation of Israel right now is not the true nation, or you're saying that Jews are not welcome into the kingdom of God, this right here, again, probably for the 10th time, I'm guessing, exposes that lie, that heresy. It says, how much more will their fulfillment be? Fulfillment of what? And that's where we need to go back to Genesis, and we need to look at what the original covenant was with Abraham. It says, now the Lord said to Abraham, or Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. To the what? To the land I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. A great what? A great nation. And I will bless you and make your name great. And so shall you be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth will be blessed. Now, this is the first time it is said in scripture here about Abram and Abraham. He's going to say it a number of different times, whether it's Genesis chapter 15, you can read it there. Yet you can read it in Genesis chapter 17. You can read it in Genesis chapter 18. He's going to restate that promise and the fulfillment, a great nation. And honestly, with this war in Iran right now, and this time that we're seeing in Israel of Hamas and Hezbollah and all their neighbors who have been attacking, we understand this. God is showing Israel to be a great nation, and he will fulfill his promise. Jeremiah 31 says that Israel will cease to be a nation when the stars, moon, and sky fall apart. Yeah, that order is no longer there. Well, it hasn't. I look out, there's the sun. I see the moon. So God will fulfill it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the nation of Israel. We do pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that your heart and your mind and your life and all that you are would come to the people of our older brothers, our Jewish brothers, God. We pray that they would come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through Yeshua, through Jesus Christ, who died and buried and rose again, and that they would know that you are God. Let us live in such a way that they become jealous of our relationship with you. God, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace that are new every morning. Pour it out on your Jewish people. Pour it out on the Gentiles as well, God. As we walk into our public spaces today, let us know that you're a God that fulfills your promises. We thank you for what you want to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that Champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard